Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. Welcome back to another Posh on a Penny episode. Today, we're talking about credit card fees, and I've got a really special opportunity to share with you at the end of this episode. So stick with me because it is a good one. Just in case you're new to the pod, I want to preface this by saying that I grew up with a mindset of not paying for anything that you could get for free. My grandmom used to sneak food into her purse at the buffet, and my mom was a master negotiator when shopping and finding sales. The thought of paying credit card fees when there are so many no-fee credit cards seemed ridiculous to me. If you feel this way or grew up with a similar mindset, this episode is for you because you could likely be leaving big bucks on the table. After a turbulent start with credit cards, it took me a long time to apply for a new one, but the thing I learned about my first credit card pretty early on was that credit card spend leads to rewards. And thanks to a little pep talk from Susie Orman, I also learned to read my credit card statements. Fast forward a decade, and I was ready to dive back into credit cards, and for the first time, I applied for a credit card that had a $95 annual fee, and it was the Capital One Venture Card. Those "what's in your wallet" commercials got to me, but also, I was better equipped to do my homework. 2x points on everything seems like a much better deal than the 5x points I was getting with my Discover card on random quarterly bonuses. And the option to redeem my points was a lot more intriguing. This started me down a path of slight credit card obsession, and I'm loving it. There are so many tips and strategies for using those credit card points to travel for pennies, which is what I teach you in my Travel Savvy Jet Setter course, which I'll link to in the show notes. But today, I want to make the case for why you shouldn't overlook credit cards with annual fees. I'm going to take you through 3 case studies of credit cards with annual fees, and then you can decide if it makes sense for you to loosen those purse strings and opt for a card that makes the most sense for you. So number one is the Marriott Bonvoy Boundless Card with Chase. This is a $95 annual fee. I don't recommend having a co-branded credit card as your main travel credit card, but if you're a Marriott loyalist like me, this is one that just makes sense. And not all hotel credit cards are created equal, but if you're a Hilton or Hyatt person, then just make sure the math adds up. So let's talk about what you get with this card. You automatically get Silver Elite status. You get 15 Elite Night credits each year, which gives you a jumpstart toward even higher status. You get a baseline 6x points on your Marriott stays when you use your card, plus multiplier points with your status, all which leads to free hotel nights. And you get an automatic free night every year you have the card. So as long as you use that free night award, you get a complete ROI on the annual fee, plus all those other rewards and benefits. This one is an easy yes to an annual fee. Number 2 is the Capital One Venture X card. This one is the easiest no-brainer if you're considering the Capital One Venture Card, which has the $95 annual fee, which I mentioned earlier in the episode. The benefits and points opportunities of the two cards aren't greatly different. With the Venture X, you get complimentary Priority Pass membership for lounge access, which is huge if you don't have a card that currently offers this, or you don't usually fly business class. You get benefits when you book Premier or Lifestyle Collection hotels through their portal, and 10 times points on hotels and rental cars booked through their portal. So why would you pay an extra $300 over the Venture card? Because you also get a $300 annual credit to book anything travel-related through their portal, and 10,000 miles anniversary bonus. These essentially cover the cost of the annual fee. You get no annual benefits with the Venture card, and you're still paying the $95. So you actually save money by paying the higher annual fee card because of that $300 credit and the 10,000 bonus miles you get every anniversary year. With the additional rewards that you get with the Venture X on top of these annual bonuses, this credit card just makes so much more sense financially to get the Venture X and pay the $395 annual fee. And our third credit card is the American Express Platinum with a whopping $695 annual fee. First, I love this card for the 5x points on airfare and the travel coverage it provides, like flight delay, lost baggage, medical helicopter evac, car rental liability coverage. These don't have tangible costs to assign to them until you need them, but I like that they're there. Second, this card gives you access to Centurion lounges all over the world. If you listen to episode 20, you know all the reasons why I'm obsessed with lounges. But from a financial standpoint, you'll save money on food and drinks at the airport with lounge access. But let's talk about the benefits in actual dollars. Number one, you get a $200 annual hotel credit for any of their fine hotels and resorts or the hotel collection booked through their travel portal. Number two, you get a $200 airline fee credit, which you can use for your selected airline to cover the cost of extra baggage or incidental fees on the plane. Number three, a $155 Walmart Plus credit. So this is essentially a free service, and although I don't really use it, I signed up because you get free access to Paramount Plus with your Walmart Plus membership. So that's a win for me because I'm obsessed with the show Survivor and I cannot miss an episode. So I have that subscription for free through my Walmart Plus membership. Okay, we're already up to $555. Let's keep going. Number four is $240 in digital entertainment credit. You can choose as many subscriptions as you want from the list, and Amex will cover up to $20 a month in statement credits. These include Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Peacock, SiriusXM, The Wall Street Journal, and more. So just make sure it is something that you would normally use and you'll be reimbursed up to $20 a month in credits. Number five is $200 in Uber Cash. You can get $15 a month and $20 in December to use for Uber or Uber Eats. Number six, $189 for Clear. Again, a service I'm obsessed with in the airport. This is another free membership you get with the card. You simply pay for your Clear membership with your card and you're reimbursed the $189. Number seven, $100 in Saks Fifth Avenue credit. This is $50 credit biannually that you can use for any purchase at Saks online or in store. This credit saves me $100 every year on face serum that I buy through Saks that I would have been paying for anyway. There's even more included, but we're already up to $1,284 in credits. If you will use at least $695 of these credits, all the other benefits are 100% worth it. I know this fee kind of smacks you in the face, but I literally keep renewing it because the points, coverage, and lounge access are so valuable to me, and I use more than $695 of those annual inclusions that make this card absolutely worth it. So to wrap all this up, I want to give you some personal support. I'm offering a free 15-minute call to help you find the best travel credit card for your needs. I know there are so many options out there, and I want to make sure you're on the right path. Head to the link in the show notes to book your call. This is for a limited time only. So if you come back to the show notes and there is no link there, it is because we are already completely out of spots. We'll chat about your travel goals, what categories you spend the most money in, and I'll offer a recommendation for you. I love all of my international friends and happy to share general travel tips with all of you, but for this particular call, you'll want to be based in the States as I'm not as familiar with all the benefits of the international credit cards. I'm excited to chat with you, my friend. Book your call while the link is available in the show notes. And until next time, let those credit card fees be your ticket to a world of possibilities. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.